Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hey, Jeff on the way. Tends to me potatoes, enjoys the delicious sandwiches. Talking sandwiches.
Damage.
With the head chef. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. Hopefully this segment is can't be any worse than the last one.
Yeah, that was odd.
206-421-ROCK, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, David. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Hola. Oh, David, boy. Are you sober or not sober?
Well, as always, I am not sober.
As always, you are not sober.
No, yeah, I never call you sober.
What's that, David?
I never call you sober.
Okay, all right.
All right, I appreciate that.
At least you're consistent.
That's what I hear from my wife.
All right, David, our men's room poll. You need to buy a used product, but you have to use it. Will it be an adult toy, a toothbrush, Q-tips, or underwear?
Okay, before I go into that, though, I do want to tell you a nasty little story about this segment. All right, so when my wife and I got married, there was a little bachelorette party for her, and she got what we referred to as Big Peak. Eventually, we moved into her parents' house, and they moved out, and whatever. And when we moved out, Big Peak came, there was Big Peak. And Big Peak had been opened, used, not cleaned up, and put it back in.
Okay. Does that mean you want to go adult toy?
I'm gonna go with toothbrush because I did a lot of Navy stuff.
I had a feeling you might go there.
Yeah. Ted just called that.
That's good. That's good. That is the correct answer. Yes,
all right, David. Here is your first question. Jesus Christ! Which member of the Beatles was the first to release a solo album? It was the soundtrack to a film in 1968 called Wonderwall.
Let's go with. Ringo.
Who?
Ringo?
Oh, yeah. No.
He said Ringo?
No.
It wasn't Ringo.
It was not Ringo.
I thought Ringo was the first solo. Huh.
Wait a minute. So there's Paul, John, Ringo, and the other guy.
The other guy is the one who released it.
George Harrison.
George Harrison, believe it or not.
Did not know that.
Yes. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. You know what his middle name is? Marvin.
George Marvin Harrison.
He owns car washes, yes. Doesn't he?
In Philly. Yeah. All right.
You really like that one. That's a Colts wide receiver joke for you playing at home.
All right, question number two for you.
Wasn't played in 10 years.
What traditionally tops the meat on a shepherd's pie?
Oh, that's an easy one. Potatoes.
All right. Potatoes.
Okay, David.
Everything is a little strange today.
What is going on?
I don't know. So it's like just slightly off.
Yeah. Right? It's not crazy, but...
Not crazy.
Potatoes.
It's off. And now I learned about Big Pete. What the hell?
Nobody asked. Nobody wanted to know. No. And then when he finished the story, I'm like, I am unhappier in my life for knowing that.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Big watch the Cowboys suck up on it on three.
Christ.
Hola.
Ken, are you sober or not sober?
I am rushing home to remedy my sobriety.
All right. Ken, our men's room poll, you got to buy a used product, but you have to use it. Will it be an adult toy, a toothbrush, Q-tips, or underwear?
I'm totally going toothbrush. It's going to get washed with some Dawn, then in the dishwasher on the sanitizing, and then I'm going to swish it around with some Jack Daniels. It'll be all clean.
Okay. And it won't bug you to know that the person who used it before you had bleeding gums.
Yeah, no, man, whatever. Yeah. We all have our issues.
And he didn't only brush his mouth. All right, here is your question. It was announced just last week that the 125th running of What Famous Race will be postponed until fall of 2021.
Would that be the Kentucky Derby?
Nope.
Damn it, it's the Boston Marathon.
Boston Marathon. Mm-hmm.
They ran the Derby.
They did run the Derby. They did, they did Belmont 3. Well. Okay, they did. Who won? Any of them?
Exactly.
Right. When did they have the Belmont?
We would have known if there was a chance for a Triple Crown.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There was.
You'd have heard of it.
I thought it was just the Derby. I thought.
No, they did.
They ran them in reverse order this year. Something like that. Not reverse, but they switched.
It was out of order. Anyway. All right, your question is multiple choice. A new study found that it takes all mammals, on average, how long to poop? 6, 12, 18, or 24 seconds?
12 seconds?
Act like you don't know.
Oh, yeah. Know your poop, kid.
Know your poop. This comment just came in. It says, I feel bad for you guys today, and I'm cleaning a septic tank.
Oh, thank you.
I feel better now.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Manuel. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and
whores,
fellas.
Liquor and
whores. Hey, you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, but I wanted to go in as Vince Neil and say, Lard and Big Shirley, fellas.
Jesus. All right, Manuel, pick a product you have to use for our poll. Will it be an adult toy, a toothbrush, Q-tips, or underwear?
Okay, well, I was going to say the underwear, but if I can strap on, I'll use the adult toy.
If you can strap on. Okay.
You don't need to explain why, homie. I mean, well, it's all good.
Toys for you.
We're not here to judge.
The toys for your personal preference.
Yeah,
whatever makes you happy.
See, again, I'm unhappier in my life because I know that now. All right.
Yeah, well, now I'll be funny, but I wanted to say something before you guys get into the question.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I was listening to Vince Neil just last night and it made me crack up. So I was going to ask you, what do you guys call this song, the name, and the band? It's light and tonight.
What is happening?
Take my hand off to never, never land.
So what would we name the band? Metallica, if we were Vince Neil? Is that the question?
What the hell just happened?
Yeah, song and the band.
So both of which you want to turn into food. So you want Enter Sandman as a food and you want Metallica as a food. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah.
Enter Sandwich.
Does that work?
Yeah, I was saying Enter Sandwich Man, yeah.
Okay.
By Lunch Meatallica.
Lunch Meatallica. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I was sitting on it.
You should have sat longer.
That's what we waited for. Oh, you know what? I don't know who that kid is. Shut up. I don't care anymore.
That's Butthead, man. That's Butthead.
We are now taking a application for a phone stringer. A stringer. You must be a psychiatrist or something.
Lunch Meatallica.
Jesus.
All right, here's your question, you son of a bitch. In what century was the original... Jesus Christ. And what century was the original Star Trek set?
What century was the original Star Trek set?
Correct.
2400?
I need the...
Oh, man.
Which century, though?
The 25th century?
23rd. That's why you said 2400. Like, well, damn, I wouldn't even know which way to go.
Yeah, and I think about it, like
2 million. Is there a place that just we can order a bottle of whiskey that delivers? Does that happen?
Pass it around like the end of the movie. Serious,
we're going down. We're gonna drink it straight out of the bottle.
Drink until we die. Just drink until we die,
anybody.
People are feeling very forthright on this Thursday.
They really are. They really are. Lunch Meatallica. All right, your question. What color eyes are the rarest in the world, with only 2% of the population having them? Shut up.
Is it green?
It is green!
All right.
All right. Nice job. Yeah, only two questions.
Not a nice job.
Do we need to take a, let's just hold on for a second.
I will say, even my handwriting's throwing me off, all right? So I looked down, and the last question I asked, what color are the rarest eyes in the world? Mm-hmm. Now, what does it look like, it says to you? What color are the racist, and I almost said
in
that.
The world, yeah. You should have gone with the one that I typed.
No, that's the way my handwriting played out.
I just, I need a second. That's okay. Can I take a 30-second coach's timeout? Is that all right? We're not going to go to break.
But you're sitting down. You got to take a full.
Okay. All right. Is that okay? Can I take a 30-second coach's timeout?
30 seconds? I said we go to TV.
TV timeout. So that's 30 seconds.
You can
seconds.
Even put the Geico ad in the corner like they do.
Yeah, but that's 30 seconds, right?
Is that?
Yeah. TV timeout's 30 seconds. Thank God. Thank you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Still got 5 seconds.
I mean, what are the odds of this, right?
Then, Ted's stretching. No, are you praying? Ted's praying.
Taking a knee.
Okay.
All right, let's go, boys.
All right, let's do this. Come on.
All right.
Come on, let's do this game. We got it, man. Second half's ours. First half.
We got owned in the first half.
God.
We got a bunch of kids.
Callers owned us. They dominated.
They sucked.
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Katie, welcome to the new edition of Big Dummy. Are you sober or not sober?
I am sadly sober.
Sadly sober, Katie. Well, welcome to the show, and don't be sad, Katie. All right, our men's room poll. Buy a used product. You got to use it, though. Will it be an adult toy, toothbrush, Q-tips, or underwear?
All sketchy. I'll go with the toothbrush because I can totally, you know, sanitize and we'll be fine.
You think you can? You haven't seen the gums of some of my relatives. Yeah. You would not be telling yourself that.
I have oral herpes.
Ooh, TMI.
Just saying, you might have my toothbrush.
All right, well, I got a new starter.
All right, I have anal herpes. Right.
Pick one of four toothbrushes. One of the mentor members use them. All right, here is your question. On what team did Dennis Rodman win his first NBA title?
Chicago Bulls.
Oh, it was the Detroit Pistons.
Yes, it was the Detroit.
Oh. But you know what? You're right. He won a title there, just wasn't his first.
That is correct. All right, your questions. How many fingers? Stop.
Go
into a Boy Scout salute. You feel bad now, don't you?
No,
say
this is the actual salute. Not what the Scoutmaster does.
Ted just made it unwholesome.
I'm just going to stick with two.
Oh no, the answer is shocking.
The younger you go, the less fingers it is. So if you're in Cub Scouts, it's two, all right, because it's smaller. And then if you're in Weeblows, it's two and a knuckle. And then if you're a scout, it's a full three.
Yeah.
That's honestly how it is.
That is true. Yeah. That's why they have the handkerchief, clean their fingers.
That's why Weeblows is so weird, because you get the half knuckle.
It's Eagle Scout 4. Oh, Michael's.
I didn't know that. How come I didn't know that?
All right. Your next question. Who became the first person to become a billionaire by writing books?
Books.
I know, right? Writing books.
They used to have stores where they sold them.
Right?
By the way, there's a perfume you can buy, I'm not making this up, or a scent you can buy. They say it makes you smell, what, like a book or a bookstore? Can't remember.
That's not a good smell.
I like the smell, but I don't want to smell like it.
How about Webster? I have no idea.
J.K. Rowling?
J.K. Rowling, believe it or not.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Modern.
Okay.
Well, it's $1 billion.
That's part
of
the difference.
I think the dude who wrote the Bible, you know what I mean? He'd be doing okay. But
I don't think you got paid for that.
Could just give those away at Motel 6s.
So. Now, think about all the work he did. Think about all the work that man did.
I didn't give the damn thing away.
Right. And that just sits on the top drawer.
I knew I shouldn't have written an ending for this.
That's why you sign a contract. All right. Here is your question. How many colors are there on the Homeland Security Terrorism Threat Advisory?
Four.
Oh,
three?
Five. Blue, which means low. Green, guarded. Yellow is elevated. Orange, high. Red, the S, has hit the fan.
So Idaho's always red.
Right. All right, your next question. Kiev is the capital of what country?
Russia.
Oh,
Ukraine.
The Ukraine. In the brain! Ukraine in the membrane.
In the brain! Katie, you're on question six.
Damn.
Well, how many questions did you think it would take?
Two?
Okay.
Yeah, but you're
turns out you're dumber than you thought you were, Katie.
Your answers are not that far off.
Sweet.
It doesn't mean it's right.
They're not. And you're still doing terrible. At least you're giving it a chance.
All right.
All right, here's your question. Let's go to the wonderful world of cinema. What Dennis Quaid baseball movie shares its title with the Clint Eastwood cop movie?
Oh, my Lord. I have no idea.
Ted?
Dennis Quaid.
Oh, Dennis Quaid.
Right. He's the teacher.
Come on.
Then he starts pitching. I don't know.
I'm not the only dummy.
The Rookie.
The Rookie.
Wow.
He was in The Rookie.
Yeah.
Originally, it's going to star Chewbacca, and they're going to straight up call it The Wookie. But a lot of people said, man, I just don't know if there's Chewbacca playing baseball.
There's no dialogue.
All right, what college football team runs onto the field behind Ralphie, a live bison? I knew you'd approve that. So before the football game, this big-ass bison runs onto the field. The team comes up behind him. The crowd goes crazy.
I thought they banned that.
Yikes. I have no idea.
Colorado?
Colorado. University of Colorado.
Marshall University used to do that, too. They'd have a buffalo.
Did they?
Thundering.
Really?
But then it broke loose and went into the stands.
Jesus.
I'm not kidding you. There's a video of it.
What?
It runs through the van and stuff.
Well, have you seen Ralphie down in Colorado? Sometimes he gets going pretty good and, like, it's just dragging a dude.
Oh, sure. I only have one dude. It's a bison.
Well, there's four. Oh. When he takes off.
Right. Three let go.
One guy always holds on.
The dumb one. All right, your question. According to NASA, what is the brightest man-made spot on Earth from space? And a hint, it's in the United States.
Oh, it's it's the Pyramid Hotel in Vegas.
I get it. The whole strip.
It's just the strip, right?
It is the strip, but I guess the Pyramid. Oh, she knows her Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock. Do we want to take one more contestant before the break?
Yeah, why the hell not? Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Spencer, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Spencer. Welcome to the program. All right, Spencer. I don't think we're going to be talking to you for very long.
No, they don't.
Nope. Men's room poll. Buy a used product. You have to use it, though. Will it be an adult toy, toothbrush, Q-tips, or underwear?
Adult toy.
Adult toy it is.
You are quick with that answer and with verve. All right. Here's your question. What is the only planet in the solar system not named after a god or goddess?
Sorry, one more time.
What is the only planet in the solar system that is not named after a god or goddess?
I believe that's the planet Earth.
And you said it correctly.
I told you.
Thank you for the pronunciation.
Spencer, very good. More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Head chef coming up. Ted's meat potatoes. Enjoy. It's a delicious sandwich. Want to just do that now?
Nah.
It'll be better off.
Let's get a few more calls in.
All right. You want to keep playing Big Dummy? Let's do it. 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Goodness gracious. Hello, Butch. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Hola. Butch, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm still working. It's my birthday today, but I'm still working for another half hour. Then I'll get on the unsober team.
Well, nice, man. Happy birthday. How old are you?
I'll be 57.
All right. Okay.
Well, I am 57. I'm not going to be.
Yeah, today. Yeah. You're 57.
Just because your job doesn't care and they still made you work, you know, we do.
Mm-hmm. All right, Butch. Well, men's room poll. Oh, good. Good for you. You get a 3-day weekend?
Yep. 3-day weekend.
Nothing wrong with that. All right. Buy a used product, but you have to use it, Butch. Is it going to be an adult toy, a toothbrush, Q-tips, or underwear?
I got to go underwear. I ain't touching
the other
stuff.
Okay. Underwear it is.
Who's underwear out of those of us on this program, whose underwear would you least want to put on?
Probably Ted.
Look, someone was going to get their feelings hurt, Ted. I did not know it'd be you. Yeah. I'm very glad it wasn't me. That had to cut to the bone.
Right.
All right, here's your question.
What? The single one.
Did you say he's a tender one?
He said I'm the single one.
Oh, the single one.
That's a fair call.
You know what? That is right.
I will say I got to do laundry tonight.
Because he's the single one. Yeah. All right, here is your question. Multiple choice. Which movie director did a rewrite on the Saturday Night Live movie It's Pat about a character of unknown gender? Was it Michael Bay, John Favreau, Quentin Tarantino, or Ridley Scott?
Ridley Scott.
Any guesses, Ted?
Michael Bay.
Nope. I say none of them make sense.
Quentin Tarantino. Believe it or not. Mm-hmm. He actually gets the writing credit on the movie.
I know. And I don't know. Just cracks me. All right, your question. Technically, how many seconds is a moment?
3.
That would be my guess.
That's right. It's not a bad guess. It's going to surprise you.
7?
10.
90.
90?
90 seconds?
A moment is 90 seconds. Yeah.
That's the length of sex.
Yes, that's why I only have sex for a moment.
But when you're lost in a moment, it can feel like a...
I was going to say like an eternity, but that sounds bad.
It does. If you say a lifetime, not bad. An eternity, that sucks. All right, your question. Who played the president in the movie Independence Day?
That was... I can picture him. I want to say Bill Paxton, but that's not right.
The other guy.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Right, people always get me. Go ahead. Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman.
Right. We all do it.
I thought Paxton first, too.
I've got a multiple choice question for you. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Labor Day, or Memorial Day? What's the busiest day of the year for KFC?
Father's Day.
That was my guess.
It's Mother's Day, isn't it?
It is, in fact, Mother's Day.
Moms don't cook.
Mm-hmm. Is it Mother's Day?
Yep. It is Mother's Day.
I see. So people go out and get chicken.
We're going to get chicken, Mama. I'm bucket of chicken. I can pick that up. I ain't cooking. Hey, Mama.
Butch, question number 5.
Question number 5. What interstate goes through 15 states? That's the most of any interstate.
I-90.
Oh.
70?
95. Maine to Florida.
Yeah,
come
man.
On. The states are smaller. So it goes through 15
states. Sons of a trick question.
It is.
Trick question.
It is a trick question.
Yeah, and you never drove on it, Miles. Why would you know?
Right.
Ever.
Yeah, I've never been back there. Can't do it bad.
All right, your question. Name one of the 3 states that voted to legalize recreational marijuana on Tuesday.
Oh, damn. just marijuana, right?
Yes. Legalized marijuana. Name any one of the three states.
Louisiana.
We got Arizona, South Dakota, and New Jersey.
Now you know where you can travel.
Yes.
On interstate 90.
Here's your question. This company's CEO cashed in $3 billion in personal stocks this week. Name the company or name the CEO.
Amazon?
There you go.
Yeah.
$3 billion.
Right. Yeah, just got rid of $3
billion. Ah, you know, might buy some toys.
God, it's unbelievable.
That's a lot of money.
And you know
he's
so
got
money.
He's got a plan for it.
Does he?
Well, he might divest some of that into other things, so his portfolio isn't just Amazon.
I know what you're saying, Ted, but also, I think he's a planner.
He's also doing $1 billion into his space stuff, but he's still got $2 billion.
Space stuff. Jeff
Bezos.
But he's already got like 10 or 12. Like, what's another three?
But that's what we're saying.
He's already cashed out $10 billion this year.
Right.
He must be running out of cash.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, I think almost physically impossible to spend that much.
Look, I know that. But in spite of how much money he has, he never says, I'm cool with the amount I got. Which tells me no matter what he does with any amount of money, he knows where it's going.
I want a submarine.
Like a big one. It's important to me to have one.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Sounds a little gluttonous to me.
Hey, but that's us. We don't know. Hello, Tyson. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Tyson, are you sober or not sober?
Working on it.
Okay. On sobriety for years, I bet. Yeah. Men's room poll, you got to buy a used product, Tyson, but you have to use it. Will it be an adult toy, a toothbrush, Q-tips, or underwear?
Got to go with underwear.
Underwear it is.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, here is your question. Nokia was given a $14 million grant to put a 4G network in what remote location?
Can you repeat the question real quick?
I sure can. Nokia was given a $14 million grant to put a 4G network in what remote location?
Utah.
Not a bad guess, Tyson.
Close. They look about the same. The moon.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Real remote. Real remote.
Yeah.
So they got water and 4G.
That is what else you need? Stay hydrated, binge watch your shows.
I'll say pizza joint.
Good call. All right, in the movie Hangover, what name did Alan use to refer to his circle of friends?
In the Hangover, the three best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Three best friends.
They gave themselves a name, a nickname.
Three best friends. The Wolfpack.
Okay. That was a lot of grunting and groaning
nice
to get
work.
There.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd come through.
Some point, I'm like, is he sitting on the toilet or is he thinking?
I just be like a teacher in a class going, could you please think quietly, Tyson? Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Mike?
Hola.
Sober, not sober.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Are we?
I got a couple things to say first.
Jeez. Oh, right. Are you sure you want to do this, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a shout out to a couple of things that have passed over a couple few years here. Shout out to Toothless Don, Aletha, and also Ted's travel plans for this year.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Damn. Wow.
That's all right.
Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, definitely not sober.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear that.
Jesus. All right, Mike. Keeping the train rolling down the tracks. Our men's room poll. You need to buy a used product that you have to use. Adult toy, toothbrush, Q-tips, or underwear?
I definitely would have to go with underwear. I've had to share a pair before, and as long as you clean it well, I think you're good to go.
Okay.
Clean it well. We just call it wash. You make me nervous. Cleaned your underwear well.
It's burning like bleach, Mom.
Somebody says, I pronounced it wrong. It's Nokia, like the car. Two syllables, not Nokia. Nokia.
Nokia.
I learn something new every freaking day. All right, here's your question. Who preceded Phil Collins and his big, big head as the lead singer in Genesis?
Oh, wow. I've got nothing.
That's all right. You're not old.
Peter Gabriel.
That is right, Peter Gabriel. Before he was Shocking Monkeys, he was singing for Genesis.
Did Peter Gabriel have his own big song?
Yeah.
I bring this up all the time.
With Steam, the, big.
With the Muppets. The weird Muppets.
No, that was Phil Collins' yeah. Land of Confusion.
All right. I am confused.
Peter Gabriel did Sledgehammer that had a lot of
oh, yeah.
weird animation.
Sledgehammer.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm being your sledge. All right. Here's your question. This Category 4 hurricane, after causing destruction in Nicaragua, is now headed towards Cuba and projected to hit Florida early Monday morning.
Oh, man, I don't watch TV. I got streaming channels.
Oh, man, I apologize. I didn't know that.
You have to send an application.
Just call it Hurricane Ted.
Actually, there was a Ted this year. That's not the one we're looking for.
Yep. Was there a Ted this
yes,
year?
Yeah. Oh, Hurricane Teddy, technically.
This is Hurricane Eta. Eta?
Eta.
E-T-A. Is it Eta or Eta?
I believe Eta.
Depends all on right. what you want to do.
Eta. Eta.
That's time for eat. Mm-hmm. We're going to eat or something.
Manja.
You guys are hilarious, man.
You know, thank. Coming from you, that means... Mm-hmm. This Hollywood actor lost his lawsuit for libel against the British tabloid The Sun this week, with the judge commenting that his then-wife, Amber Heard, most likely did not poop in his bed. That was a big source of contention.
Amber Heard, was that Johnny Depp this
time? Yes, oh, it was.
That's right.
You're on it.
Okay.
You're on it. All right. Mike, thank you. Do we want to break early? Anybody?
No, let's
keep
dive
rolling.
In there,
sure. Yeah.
Happens.
Okay. We don't back down, man.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jordan, are you sober or not sober?
Creepy Kyle would advise me not to answer that.
Okay. I'll put you on team sober.
Right.
Put
exactly.
me on team nervous.
Yeah. Men's room poll, Jordan. You need to buy a used product, but you have to use it. Will it be an adult toy, a toothbrush, Q-tips, or underwear?
Let's go with the Q-tips.
I like you.
I
don't even think I'd do that on a bet for money.
Yeah, man, I don't know. There's just something about that. I mean, think about it.
It's already weird when you use the other side of the Q-tip for the other ear, but you forget to switch them, and then you put the wet one in.
I never forget to switch.
Yes, I'm saying.
You're only using one Q-tip for 2 ears?
Yeah.
It depends on what I'm getting. It's like wiping your butt. I mean, sometimes you need to wipe more. Sometimes you're like, good.
Oh, I use Q-tip per ear.
Ball. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Your dirty ass ears.
So two Q-tips per use.
Yeah.
See, I'm a one Q-tip.
I try to go one. But I do feel bad if I only need half of the other one, because now I've basically wasted two Q-tips because there's one fresh bud. You know
I try to be environmentally conscious. That's why I only use one ply of toilet paper. I just put a hole in it, stick my finger up there, and then crack that and wipe it when I'm done.
One ply, that means you're cleaning your butt with your finger.
Get a bidet already.
All right, here is your question. Yellowstone Lake is located in what state?
Let's go with... Montana.
Wyoming?
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
All right, question. Let's go to animated television. Who is Kyle's brother on the TV show South Park?
Don't kick the baby. What's his name?
That is exactly the question we're asking you.
Ike.
Well done.
Correct.
Well done.
Underrated okay. character.
Agree. Well, Mike started giggling immediately.
Yeah. I like Ike. I guess we could...
You want to take one more?
Do another contestant?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jason, you want us just to go to break, or you want to do Big Dummy?
No, I'm down to do Big Dummy.
You son of a bitch!
Jason, sober, not sober?
Allegedly not sober.
Not sober.
That's what the cops said.
Jason, have you listened to this train wreck of a program today?
Oh, I've been listening as much as I can.
Well, it's been a joy. It really has. Okay, our men's room poll. Buy a used product, but you got to use it. Adult toy, toothbrush, Q-tips, or underwear. Where are you going?
And I honestly don't use either three of those, but let's go toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
I'm sorry, you said, so out of the four options, if I heard this correctly, three of them you already do not use.
Yeah, man, there's no point wearing underwear, man. I mean, it's just more money you got to spend.
What do you do for a living?
You ever zip your meat up in your jeans?
No.
Exactly. No. If you do, you will wear underwear.
Are you a refrigerator repairman?
Nope. I do stuff with, surveillance and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you don't wear underwear.
Okay, that's one.
Nope. And I do surveillance.
No. Of the list, what are the three things you don't use?
Toothbrush, underwear, and ear swabs.
What about your teeth? How do you take care of your teeth?
I don't know. They're still there.
You never brush your teeth, Jason?
No, I'm not really into that.
No underwear, no toothbrush, no Q-tips. Do you date?
I'm married.
Okay.
That explains it.
All right.
Yep. You got it.
I'll do this and you shave your legs. It's getting cold. We know how this works.
The thing that really bothers me the most is the toothbrush. Everything else I can say, all right, man. Yeah, you be you.
Yeah, well, it's all right. Like I said, teeth are still there.
Still there.
Keep it going.
Sure, they look good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your question. True or false? Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are not identical twins.
That's false.
True.
Yeah, they look a lot alike.
They look
they're
a lot
not
alike.
Identical.
Right. Believe it or not, they are not identical. Mm-hmm. I got it wrong, too.
I had no idea.
We know. That's why you guessed wrong.
Hey, out of curiosity, what do you do surveillance on?
Make sure things are safe.
Like security?
Kind of, yeah.
They kind of like security.
Yeah. It's just making sure people aren't doing bad things.
Do people hire you to do this, or is this just something you drive around and do?
Jason?
What's that? Sorry, lost you there.
Oh, no worries. Your next question. What former American Idol contestant won an Oscar for her role in the 2006 film Dreamgirls?
Ugh, man. I don't know the answer to that question.
I believe you.
Yep, nope.
Can you remember, Ted? I know you're thinking it.
I know, and then, she lost a bunch of weight, mm-hmm. and she's kept it off.
Well, she had some family
she
problems.
Some real bad family problems.
Oh, God, that's right.
Jennifer?
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
That's right. All right, question three, Jason.
Question number three for you, Jason. All right, let's see what we got here. All right. True or false, a French bulldog is now the new mayor of Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Rabbit Hash.
Hey, so here's my question. Does he have a job or is he just cruising around?
I do not know. I did not want to know, and I hated you in that moment for asking that question, because I just felt like probably doesn't get paid. We're going to get sucked in a weird web with this dude, man. I wanted nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use three out of four. Oh, I use the sex toy.
I think we should do one more contestant.
I really don't.
I do.
I do not.
I think.
Well, there's four of us. Let's do a vote on it.
Okay, who thinks we should do one more contestant?
God damn it.
3-1.
Dummy!
Yes.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola.
We're doing as good as we can.
We're doing, Josh.
Josh, you sober, not sober?
Sober.
All right, welcome to the show. Hopefully we can end this on a good note. All right, Josh, our men's room poll. You need to buy a used product, but you got to use it. Adult toy, toothbrush, Q-tips, or underwear?
Gonna have to go with underwear, if I can wash them.
Okay.
Yeah, you can wash them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wash toothbrush, you can wash the Q-tips.
Oh, I know. No, I don't want the toothbrush or Q-tips, none of that.
Okay.
Definitely not the adult toy.
I agree. I'm right there with you. Underwear. You can borrow mine.
Can't you put the adult toy technically in your dishwashing machine?
Many people have commented to let us know. Hey, man, you can put it in. And I want to know who these people are because I don't want one of your drinking glasses. I will bring my own red Solo cup.
But you do go to people's homes and eat off their plate. So the dishwasher, for the most part, you know what I mean?
Do you masturbate on your dinner plates? Because I don't. I can assure anyone that has come to my home, that has not happened. I can talk to the rest of the family, but I feel confident saying right now that they don't either.
I don't know that I can make that promise.
I love these wings.
All right. Here's your question. What is the only mammal that cannot jump?
Ooh.
Besides Big Shirley, you know what I'm saying?
The only mammal that cannot jump.
Mm-hmm. They hate Manhattan.
Hedgehog. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a sloth?
No, they can jump.
Platypus.
No, not
a beaver.
Elephant.
Huh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're always using those little stools.
That explains it.
They can't reach.
All right. In Star Wars, what's the name of the bounty hunter that confronts Han Solo in the cantina?
Can't remember. It's who shot first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I can't recall the name. I never see him, but...
Greedo, that is correct.
I thought it was going to be that Boba Fett dude.
No, he comes later in the next movie.
You need to get with it, Ted. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a porn.
The only other bounty hunter, technically, the first, Fett, I have first in the movie was IG-88.
Mm-hmm. No, he was in the second movie.
No, he was the first one.
He was not in the first one.
Yes, he was.
Hey, nerds, help me out on this. IG-88. Second movie or first movie?
I think it's first.
I know you do.
Let's go, Team Caruso.
Your question. What U.S. state flag has a Union Jack on it?
Ooh. How's that called? The Union Jack of the Jack.
I'm assuming it's somewhere in the South.
No, the Union Jack.
Union Jack.
That is what you'd say in the, well, the flag for the United Kingdom.
Oh.
Like a Def Leppard t-shirt.
Louisiana. I don't know.
Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
Question four, Josh.
All right, question four. Now tell me you know the answer to this. I hope you know the answer to this. How many electoral college votes are needed to win the presidency of the United States?
It's been a long time since I've been in school. Come on, give me a minute.
It's been the biggest news story for 3 days.
You know there was a presidential election this week. That's all they've been talking about. They keep saying this number over and over and
until
over.
Until they reach how many? One of the two candidates.
I literally have not paid attention to any of it because it's all just baloney anyway. Both parties suck, let's face it. 256? Is that the other? Yeah, I'm sure.
Ah, I can't.
Let's get one more contestant. And that's who we got. Eat him.
What a day.
Raise your hands if you had to win my contestant.
Is there a rule where we can just walk out in the middle of the show to have that? Like, we do kind of like a half day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're good.
You know, like sometimes people do that. Just take a half day.
My kids were off today. They had 2 half days and they're off.
That's
today.
What I'm saying. Can we do that in real world?
And they were so happy last night.
Half
my son, honestly, God, he went to bed early last night. He said, can I stay up till 10? I said, yeah. At 8:30, he goes, I'm going to bed. I said, I thought you wanted to go to bed at 10. He said, I'm so excited about tomorrow. I'm not making this up. I want to go to sleep so that tomorrow gets here quicker.
Oh.
Yeah, they're off. I dealt with this crap.
We did a half show. It's got halfway done, right? Half day. Unless the head chef wants to do Ted's meat and potatoes, talk about sandwich.
IG-88, by the way, Empire Strikes Back. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, I'm cool with a nap.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.